The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and in the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Stephen George, and would you please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Lamentations 3:22-23 says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Almighty God, as we convene for our work today, we are reminded that your steadfast love never ceases, and we thank you for your great mercy and faithfulness. We ask now that you would help us to be faithful in the work that has been entrusted to us. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Wish I could make it a late, but it's not going to happen.
Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean,
here.
Beck,
here.
Burnsketter,
here.
Black,
here.
Bratton,
here.
Brown 16, Brown 26,
here.
Berger,
here.
Carter,
here.
Searpoy,
here.
Coleman,
here.
Crawford,
here.
Fitzwater,
here.
Gregory 15,
here.
Gregory 21,
here.
Henderson,
here.
Huff,
here.
Hudson,
here.
Lewis,
here.
Lukemeyer, May, McCreary,
here.
Moon,
here.
Mosley, Nicola, Nurenburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting,
here.
Schroer,
here.
Trent,
here.
Washington, Weber,
here.
Williams.
A quorum being present, the Senate is now in session. The order of business will be resolution. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution that I'm sending forward, and I ask that it be read.
All right. Madam Secretary, would you please read the resolution after it's been sent forward?
Senate Resolution Number 1, offered by Senator Lukemeyer. Be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate is duly convened and is now in session as provided by Article 3, Section 32 of the Constitution and is ready for the consideration of its business.
All right, Senator, would you care to explain the resolution and move for its adoption?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would. This is our duly convened resolution signifying to the House and to the Governor that we are in veto session. With that, I move for its adoption.
All right. Thank you, Senator. Senator from Platt has moved that the Senate Resolution Number 1 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate Resolution Number 1 is adopted. Senator from Platt. Oh, I'm sorry. We have a Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, I request a point of personal privilege.
Senator Lawrence, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Many of us are aware that this past summer, my oldest son, Brian, died. Before I go any further, I just want to thank those of you who sent cards, sent texts, phone calls, and came down to be with me at the memorial as well. It was a great honor to me and my family and my son, Brian. For the past 10 years, Brian lived on a boat on the Elizabeth River, part of the intracoastal waterways, near the area that I grew up. He was near family, cousins, and many friends. Brian Michael Moon was born in Springfield, Missouri on September 27th, 1989. He was the first of three sons born to Denise and me. Brian was both a younger and older brother to two sisters. As he grew, he was a kind and gentle boy. He got along with others, and during his home education, he became an avid reader, quickly devouring books. He enjoyed telling jokes and pulling pranks on friends, yet he was a most compassionate and kind-hearted man. One of his gifts was giving to others, especially when there was a need. In the kitchen, he was often found creating some unique blends of food, and they were quite good. When he wanted a snack, his first choice was popcorn, and the aroma filling the house is already missed. Brian was a dependable worker. Since homeschooling allowed, he began work in the lawn and landscape business during high school, and afterward he gained experience as an auto mechanic, a short order cook, volunteer firefighter, construction worker, and in boat repair, among other professions. During high school, Brian played football and participated in track and field. He was an intense competitor. Although he might not have been the swiftest of runners, he liked going fast, which led him to motorcycles. He purchased his first before high school graduation, to Denise and my chagrin. Brian loved the outdoors. He often lured his siblings to go along with him to state parks and rivers. And on these overnight adventures, he would string up a covered hammock in the trees. When snow fell, he could be found leaving the warmth of a wood stove to set up a tent, most often with a brother or a sister in tow. On family vacations, Brian would challenge any takers to at least one round of his favorite activity, disc golf. During these outings, he would patiently help us learn the fine art of throwing the disc. Of course, he beat us every time. And during family game nights, he was adept at word games. He had a knack for finding words others cannot readily see. Brian is survived by a large family, including a host of aunts and uncles and cousins across the globe. You've likely heard about me talk about my faith in Jesus Christ. Because of that hope, I believe that one day we'll see Brian Michael Noon again after this life is over. Even still, since I'm human, I may from time to time be emotional when thinking about Brian. But even though that might be the case, please don't hesitate or be afraid to ask me about him, because oftentimes that's the greatest joy, remembering the life that he lived. And so, again, I want to thank each of you for the condolences, the kind-hearted messages, the hugs, and I appreciate the prayers, and I hope you'll continue those as well. And so, on that note, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. As you know, our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family. Could we please have a moment of silence for Senator from Lawrence and his family? Thank you, Senator. Whatever you need from us, you know we're here for you. Thank you. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have another resolution that I'm sending forward, and I ask that it be read.
All right. Madam Secretary, after the resolution's been sent forward, would you please read the resolution?
Senate Resolution Number 2, offered by Senator Lukemeyer. Be it resolved by the Senate that the rules of the Senate, as adopted by the 103rd General Assembly, First Regular Session, be declared to be the rules of the veto session of the 103rd General Assembly.
Senator, would you care to explain the resolution and move for its adoption?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is the resolution establishing the rules for the veto session, and I would move their adoption.
All right, you've heard the motion made by the Senator from Platt. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Platt, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Platt has renewed his motion that Senate Resolution Number 2 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate Resolution Number 2 is adopted. And next order of business, are there any guests that would like to, any of the senators would like to introduce? If not, Senator from Platt.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate go to the order of business of announcements. I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
All right, hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I plan to make a brief recess motion while we wait for the House to send over their message. They're still working through the veto session. And with that, Mr. President, I move the Senate stand in recess for 15 minutes.
All right. You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt that the Senate stand in recess for 15 minutes while we wait for the House messages. All those in favor, please say aye. All those opposed, say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate shall stand in recess for 15 minutes. The hour of recess having expired, the Senate is now in session. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the House? And if so, I ask they be read.
All right, there are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, would you please read those messages?
Madam President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 1. House Resolution 1. Be it resolved that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives of the 103rd General Assembly, First Regular Session, inform the Governor and the Senate that the House is duly convened and is now in session in the 2025 Constitutional Veto Session and ready for consideration of business. Also, Madam President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 2. Respectfully submitted, Joseph Engler, Chief Clerk. House Resolution Number 2. Be it resolved by the House of Representatives that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives inform the Senate that the House, having been duly convened, as provided by Article 3, Section 32 of the Constitution, adopted no motions to override the Governor's vetoes on Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2, Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 3, Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 4, Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 5, Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 6, Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 7, Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 8, Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 9, Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 10, Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 11, Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 12, and Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 17, when the bills were called by the Speaker.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senate will now go to the order of business of announcements, and I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
All right, Senator, you are so recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, we will be adjourning our veto session, but we'll reconvene shortly thereafter for the special session. With that, Mr. President.
All right, Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned, sine die, pursuant to the Constitution.
All right, you've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned, sine die, pursuant to the Constitution.